Patient name, Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, Woods, W-O-O-D-S. The patient is a 21-year-old single male, period. He is a college student at University of South Carolina. The patient has been seeing Dr. Beth Forman, F-O-R-H-M-A-N. He saw her for two sessions, period. She felt that he should see a psychiatrist for obsessional concerns about his stomach pain. The patient is polite and forthcoming. He reports being anxious all of his life. He was put on Lexapro at age 15. He stayed the whole time. It worked well and was taken off of it in his freshman year of college. He stated he began to have stomach pain. He went to numerous gastroenterologists, including at NYU and Stony Brook University Hospital. He saw ear, nose, and throat doctors. He was diagnosed with functional dyspepsia. He was taken off the Lexapro and put on duloxetine for its dual benefit for anxiety and pain. He is still with horrible stomach pain, which makes his anxiety worse. He stated that the stomach pain has turned his life around for the worse. He states he gets nauseous after every meal or when he drinks alcohol. After he drinks, he can't eat for 48 hours. Nonetheless, he stated that he continues to drink on Fridays and Saturday nights with his fraternity brothers. He feels that the stomach pain interferes with him socially because he gets nauseous. He has been on Vyvanse for 2 years. He stated he has always had ADHD growing up, but it became worse in his college years. His focusing is much better on Vyvanse 20 milligrams a day. The patient reports difficulty focusing, procrastinating, not being present when needing to concentrate or interact. He has trouble finishing projects, among other symptoms. The patient has lost weight. He went from 182 pounds to 168 pounds because of his abdominal pain. He stated he lost mostly muscle because he could no longer go to the gym with the pain. However, since late November, he went back to the gym and is beginning to feel better. He's been on Cymbalta 120 milligrams per day for about 15 months, which is absolutely ineffective for his anxiety. He has no sleep disturbance. Appetite is disturbed, as aforementioned. He denies depressive symptomatology. He has never been manic or hypomanic, never psychotic. No suicide attempts, no self-harming behaviors, no violence. He stated that he doesn't give himself credit and his confidence is currently at the lowest. He has no obsessions or compulsions outside of his stomach pain. He said he tends to be anxious all the time, feels tense, has trouble sleeping, sometimes due to overthinking. This has been present since childhood. He has no body dysmorphia. He denies panic attacks. He used to have performance anxiety in sports. Family history, the father has anxiety, and the patient believes he has OCD. The mother has anxiety, and the sister has anxiety. Substance use, the patient drinks on Friday and Saturday nights. He will have anywhere between 5 and 8 beers between 6 p.m. and 1 a.m. He smokes marijuana occasionally. Medical, patient suffers from functional dyspepsia. He does not know the name of his primary medical doctor or his gastroenterologist, period. He is followed with the Stony Brook University Gastroenterology Department. He has seasonal allergies. He is allergic to cats. He has no known medication allergies. He is currently taking Vyvanse 20 milligrams once daily, a B-complex supplement, and a multivitamin in addition to his duloxetine 120 milligrams per day in two divided doses. Surgical, patient had appendectomy at age 7 and extraction of wisdom teeth. Social, the patient is a college student who grew up on Long Island. He goes to University of South Carolina and is majoring in information science. He grew up in a normal, supportive childhood. He is close to his parents and sister. His sister is age 23. The patient enjoys golf, basketball, and other competitive sports. He is not currently in a relationship. Developmental, the patient had separation anxiety in preschool, but went throughout the remainder of his school years without separation anxiety and did not miss school days. He wet the bed until age 11. There are no known problems with meeting his developmental milestones.